Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 22, Closing the Real Estate Transaction. In this final section of your Key Point Review tape set, we'll recap the issues, procedures, and documents related to this final event in most real estate transactions. Closing generally refers to the time all the agreements made in the sale contract are consummated. This is when the buyer takes title and the seller gets paid, often in the presence of their attorneys and the real estate licensees. Specifically, the buyer wants to be sure the seller is delivering good title. The buyer should also have reviewed all of the inspection results, surveys, and numerous documents generated as the sales transaction proceeded. Shortly before the closing takes place, the buyer will normally make a final inspection or walkthrough of the property itself. The seller's main interest is in receiving payment for the property. The seller should be sure to have complied with all of the requirements in the sales contract and that the buyer has obtained adequate financing. The name closing is also known as settlement, passing papers, or close of escrow. The sales contract is the map of the closing. It stipulates not only the date of closing, but also the type of deed to be delivered, the condition of the property, the title, and the amount and form of payment. Closings can be accomplished by having the parties meet to sign and exchange all the necessary documents in person. This is called a face-to-face closing and is usually conducted by a closing agent or officer. Closing in escrow is when a designated third party collects all the signed documents and, out of the presence of the buyer and seller, examines them before collecting and dispersing the funds according to the sales contract. Documents that are normally handled at closing include a deed, evidence of title, a hazard insurance policy, either a payoff statement or an assumption statement from the old lender, a note and mortgage or a deed of trust if the purchaser is obtaining a new loan, and settlement statements showing the charges and credits for both buyer and seller. Following either type of closing procedure, all pertinent documents are then recorded.
The Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, or RESPA, is a federal law designed to protect consumers. This law applies to loans that are federally related, including most home mortgage loans. Among other requirements, RESPA states that lenders must provide a good faith estimate of the settlement costs when a loan application is made. And if the lender requires the use of a particular title company or attorney, the lender must state any business relationship existing with that firm. RESPA also requires the use of a HUD form called the Uniform Settlement Statement, which shows all charges and credits for both buyer and seller. Buyers have the right to inspect this form one day before closing. Lenders are prohibited from requiring borrowers to deposit excessive amounts of money in escrow accounts for taxes and insurance. RESPA also prohibits unearned fees or kickbacks as part of the settlement service. The sales contract should state what items are to be prorated between buyer and seller. States have different rules regarding prorations. In some states, the day of closing is considered the buyer's day. In others, it is the seller's day. Some states calculate prorations based on a banker's year of 360 days. Others use the actual number of days in the year. Be sure you know how your state handles prorations. Check Chapter 22 of your textbook for more on calculating prorations. And take a moment to review the complete description of RESPA requirements and the sample closing statement.